Morning. We're learning here towards the end of Maseches Chagiga, and I would like to thank the Leibovitz family for sponsoring our shir this morning. Le'ilui Nishmas, Amy's father, Reuven ben Avram, may the neshama have an aliyah. And let's look back again on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, which is what we were learning yesterday. Let's just review it again. The Mishnah taught, first Mishnah of the Perek, is that Kodesh is stricter than Truma. The level of purity required for Kodesh is higher than the level of purity required for Truma. But then there were 11 ma'alos, 11 rabbinic stringencies that apply to Kodesh but don't apply to Truma. Then the Mishnah said, this Mishnah, that on the other hand, there is Chomer b'Truma mi'b'Kodesh. There are certain stringencies in Truma that do not apply to Kodesh, and that is that in Truma, an Am Haaretz is not trusted. If an Am Haaretz comes to us in the middle of the year and he says, oh, here's my Truma, I'd like to give it to you, we don't trust him. Say, no, maybe it's probably Tame, we can't use that. He's only trusted the Am Haaretz, he's only trusted about the wine and the oil during the season, during the pressing season. That's when 80% of the Truma is actually given. So then we trust him. If we wouldn't trust him then we'd lose a huge amount of truma. So then we trust him. But otherwise, we don't trust him. Also, that's the time when everybody's becoming pure. It's the time that they're making stuff. But Kodesh is not like that. In regards to Kachim, we would trust an Am Haaretz throughout the year. Anytime that Am Haaretz shows up with wine and oil, and he tells us it's tar, he wants to bring it as a karban, Nesachim, we'll trust him. So you see that you have a stringency here of Truma being stricter than Kodesh. Truma, he's not trusted about, he's only trusted during certain seasons, but most of the year he's not trusted. Whereas in regards to Kodesh, he's trusted throughout the year. All right, so that's a stringency. Truma stricter than Kodesh. Then the Mishnah went on to talk about this issue of trusting Amaratzim. And the Mishnah said that Kadei Yayin, V'Kadei Shemen, Hamedumaos, if you have barrels of wine or oil that are mixture barrels with lots of different things mixed in, so then Ne'amanim Aleim, then the Amaratzim are believed about these barrels. B'Sha'as Hagitos V'Abadin, at the time of the pressing of the grapes and the olives, V'Kodem L'Gito Shivim Yom, and even 70 days before the pressing of the grapes. That's what we learned in the Mishnah. Explains the Gemara. Tanu learned in a Braisa. Einem anim lo ala kankanim v'lo ala truma. General rule. Amaratzim are not believed about barrels, and they are not believed about truma. Kankanim demai. Which barrels are amaratzim not believed about? I kankanim de kodesh. If it's a barrel that's holding wine that's kodesh. If they're believed about the Kodesh, they should be believed about the barrels too. We said in the Mishnah that Amaratzim are not believed about Truma when it's outside of the pressing season. But if they had a barrel of wine and they put into the barrel of wine a log of oil of Kodesh, since they're believed about the Kodesh, they'd be believed about the wine. So you see that once they're believed about Kodesh, they're believed about other stuff too. So if the barrel's a barrel of wine of Kodesh, since they're believed about the Kodesh, they would be believed about the barrel. So what do you mean when you say in the Braisa, Amaratzim are not believed about barrels? Ela kankanim de truma. So what the Braisa said, when the Braisa said, Ein ne'amanim lo ala kankanim lo ala truma, we're reviewing a little bit, Amaratzim are not believed about the barrels and they're not believed about the truma. It means that they're not believed about the truma and they're not believed about the barrel holding the truma. That's what it's saying. Pshita, that's obvious. Hashta truma lo mehemet. If they're not believed to say that the truma is tar, akankanim mehemet, you think we're going to believe them that the barrel is tar? They're not believed about the truma. So certainly they're not believed about the barrel either. Of course they're not believed. Ella, says the Gemara, rather, the Braisa, when it says, Amaratzim are not believed about barrels and they're not believed about truma, barrels means reikanin de kodesh. Barrels that had kodesh and were now emptied. So they're empty barrels. Barrels that used to have kodesh. U'bishayimos hashana. And we're talking about throughout the year. even though throughout the year, Amaratzim are believed about the wine and the oil itself, but once they empty the barrel of the wine and oil, and they say, oh, we kept this barrel tar, they're not believed. We don't trust them. Now, when the Braisa says that they're not believed about Truma, what that means is, the Malayan de Truma, when you have a barrel filled with Truma, while the Amaratzim are believed about the Truma during the wine pressing season, B'Shas Hagitos, they're not believed about the barrels of the Truma. So the Braisa is saying like this, Amaratzim are not believed about barrels of Kodesh when they are separate from the Kodesh, even though it's throughout the year, and throughout the year normally Amaratzim are believed about Kodesh, but they're not believed about the barrels that stand on their own. And they're not believed during the wine pressing season about the barrels of Truma that are filled with Truma, even though during this time they are believed about the Truma that's inside the barrels. So that's how we explain the Brais. So now ask the Gemara, Tnan, we learned in a Mishnah, Kadei Yayin v'Kadei Shemen HaMedumos, barrels of wine, barrels of oil that have mixtures inside of them. Then Amaratzim are believed about them. They're believed that the barrel is tahor during the wine pressing season. Now, what type of a mixture? When we think about mixtures with chuma, we use the word dimua, the mixture of chuma with chulin, we're probably just dealing with tevel. You have grain that grows, or when you had grapes that grew and you picked them, you turn them into wine, they become tevel. Tevel is produce you're not allowed to eat. He of Misa, there's a death penalty for eating tevel. And you have to separate truma from it. You have to take part of it and say, this part is truma. Then that part is only for the Kohen and everything else becomes chulin and permitted to everybody else. So if you have tevel that you haven't separated truma from it, what do you have here? You really have a mixture. You have mixed in together truma with chulin. You don't know what's the truma, you don't know what's the chulin. So that's presumably the medumos. When we say medumos, kadei yayin, kadei shemen medumos, what we mean is barrels of wine and barrels of oil that have tevel in them. They have unfixed produce. So unfixed produce is truma and chulin mixed in together. And what did the Mishnah say? Amaratzim are believed about these barrels when it is the wine pressing season. Because during the wine pressing season, they're believed about the truma. So since they're believed about the chuma that's inside the barrel, they're also believed about the chulin in the barrel, they're also believed about the barrel. So that's against your explanation of the Braisa, because you said in the Braisa that when the Amaratzim are believed about the wine and the oil, they're believed about the wine and oil, but not about the barrel that's holding the wine and oil. And here our Mishnah is seemingly saying explicitly that B'Shas Hagitos V'Abadim, they are believed about the barrel too. Ami Debe Reb Chia, the answer in the Yeshiva Reb Chia, when the Mishnah says, it doesn't mean barrels of wine and barrels of oil that have mixtures of truma and chulin. It means medumos to kodesh. Barrels that have tevel, and this tevel is considered a mixture of chulin, truma, and kodesh. So since the Amaratzim are believed about the kodesh part, they're also believed about the truma and the chulin and the barrel itself. But if you would have tevel, just plain tevel, it's not considered kodesh, then they wouldn't be believed about the barrel. So the Gemara says, "Mi kadimu al kodesh." What do you mean? When you have tevel, where do you have any kachim in there? Tevel is a mixture of truma and chulin. You haven't yet separated out. You haven't teased out the truma part and the chulin part. You don't have any kodesh here. Ami Debei Rabbi Lai, they answered in the Yeshiva Rabbi Lai, B'mitaris Tivlo Li Tomimena Nesachim. The person is keeping his tevel pure. He's watching it. Because he tells everybody, no, we can't let that tevel become impure. Don't let the rodents get close there. Don't let the dead bodies get close there. We're planning to use some of that wine for the carbon, for Nesachim. So since he's saying he's going to use this wine for Nesachim, even though he hasn't yet made it holy, this is considered Tevel with Kodesh in it. And since this part of the Tevel, that's going to be the Kodesh, it's going to be holy, he's going to be believed about, because Amaratzim are believed about Kodesh all the time. since he's going to be believed about the Kodesh, therefore he's also believed about the Chulin, and he's believed about the barrel. He's believed about the Truma, because it's the time of the pressing. But when you have wine and oil of Truma, that have nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash, nothing to do with Kodesh, they're not going to be Nesachim, they're not going to be a Mincha. So wine and oil of Truma, B'Shas HaGitos V'Abadim, during the time of the wine pressing, the Amaretz is believed about the wine and the oil, but he's not believed about the barrel. The barrel itself is considered Tamei. The wine and oil inside the barrel is Tahar, but the barrel is Tamei. So if you're a Chaver Kohen, Roger, right? Roger is a Talmud Chacham Kohen. So Roger, when he gets the Truma from the Amaratzim, he can't take it in their container, because in their container, the container itself is Tamei. So he has to say, listen, I want to get Truma from you. Thank you very much for the gift. But here's my barrel. Pour from your barrel into my barrel. And he takes it away in his own barrel, because the barrel is Tamei. Again, when you deal with Tumas Drabanan, sometimes the rabbis do this. They created certain Tumas Drabanan. It'll apply to the container, but not to what's inside the container. It can also go the other way. Something in the container is Tamei, what's outside the container is not Tamei. But here, it's going to work that way. So that's what the Brice is saying, that the utensil is normally Tamei. But if it's got Kodesh in it, and Kodesh doesn't have to be Mamish Kodesh, something that he said he's going to make into Kodesh, that's already reason for him to now have credibility, because he is believed about Kodesh, and then he's believed about everything else. All right, and then the Mishnah said that B'Shas HaGitos V'Abadim, the Mishnah said that when you have these barrels of wine and oil that are Midumos, that have mixtures in them, then one is believed, Kodom Legito Shivim Yom, even 70 days before the wine pressing, a person would be believed about the barrels. So the Gemara Amar Abaye said, this that we said, that already 70 days before the wine pressing, the barrels that are intended for the mixtures of Kodesh, Chulin, and Truma are already considered Tzar. We trust the Amaratz when they say they're Tzar. You see that they prepare for wine pressing 70 days before. And they make everything Tzar for the wine pressing. So Shmamina, so you see from here, do you know who, that this is the rule now for an employee? If somebody was hired to help with the wine pressing, Iluvei Arisa L'mitrach HaGulfi, the sharecropper has the responsibility to be busy with the barrels and prepare them for the wine. Shivin yomin mekame matzarta, 70 days before the wine pressing. Because that's apparently what we see. 70 days before, they're already preparing. They're already making everything tahar. And that's why we trust when they say it's tahar. All right, well, now we're going to learn a new law again. Basically, there's a rabbinic law that amaratzim are not trusted. In regards to Tumah v'Tahara, we assume that whatever an Amaretz has is Tamei. He's Tamei. Whatever he has is impure. We don't trust him. But then we saw that there are exceptions. B'Shas HaGitos V'Abadim, at the time of pressing the wine and the oil, we do trust the Amaretz. We trust the Amaretz all the time in regards to wine and oil of a Karban, of Kodshim. All right, now another exception. Normally, if an Am Haaretz wants to sell us an earthenware vessel that he made, we, the Torah scholars, would not buy it because we assume it's Tamei. We don't think that he's Tahor. However, sometimes there's an exception to this. When is there an exception to this? Close to Yerushalayim, an Am Haaretz who has an earthenware vessel that he wants to sell to us, we will buy it, even without knowing for sure that it's Torah. We trust him when he says it's Torah. The reason why is because the rabbis, as we'll see in the Gemara, the rabbis made a law, no kilns, no furnaces in Yerushalayim. And probably the reason for that is beauty, that if there are all these smelting furnaces where they're turning mud into earthenware, There's a lot of smoke. The smoke makes the wall of Yerushalayim dirty. And Yerushalayim should be a beautiful city. Beis HaMikdash should be a beautiful building. Yerushalayim should be beautiful. And therefore there's a law of no furnaces in Yerushalayim. So since we have a law of no furnaces in Yerushalayim, it's hard to come by earthenware vessels as you get closer to Yerushalayim, because nobody's manufacturing over here. It had to be people who brought it in from outside. So the rabbis were lenient. They said, even if it's an Am Haaretz, if he's close to Yerushalayim, you can already trust him and you can buy his earthenware vessels. So that's what the Mishnah says. Min HaModi'im Vilifnim, from the city of Modi'im and in. Modi'im, Rashi says, was 15 mil from Yerushalayim. We had this in Masechet Pesachim in regards to the Pesach Sheni. So, from Modi'im and in, closer to Yerushalayim, the potters, who are Amaratzim, are trusted. And you're allowed to buy from them thin earthenware vessels. So things like pots, cups, glasses. Now you need those things, right? You get to Yerushalayim, you need to eat your carbon on some earthenware. So you can buy the earthenware from these potters. And the reason for this is because in Yerushalayim, Rashi explains, we're not allowed to make furnaces. Because furnaces make dirt, soot. Yerushalayim has to be beautiful. So we can't have furnaces to create concrete, and we can't have furnaces to make pots. So therefore they said, you can trust the Amaratzim. The Amaratzim will have a pot here that they made and they want to sell it to you, you can trust them that it's tar.
Like disposable?
Well, just earthenware in a certain way is disposable. You can throw it away, but they didn't have plastics, but they had earthenware. And the reason for this is, Rashi explains, if they would have said, no, Amaratzim you don't trust, and Amaratzim you can't get from them earthenware stuff, because maybe it's tameh, we assume it's tameh, people are not going to be able to survive. They need earthenware for the karbanos. They're bringing millions of karbanos. They need earthenware to eat it on the eat them on earthenware. Ein gozrin gzeira latzibur, shein hatzibur yicholim la'amud ba. We don't make a decree on the community if the community can't do it. We don't put decrees that they can't manage. So they can't manage such a decree that the Amaratzim are considered tameh, their stuff is tameh, and go to Yerushalayim and bring with you your plates from Shiloh, from Shechem, from Tzfat. People can't do it. So they said, okay, you can get, we made some decrees. Outside of Modi'in, the Amaratzim are tameh. Within Modi'in and Yerushalayim, no furnaces. But once you're within Modi'in to Yerushalayim, you can get the thin earthenware utensils from Amaratzim, and there they are considered tzahar. Ketzad, however, min ha-Modi'in v'lechutz, outside of Modi'in, outside of Yerushalayim, then in Ne'emanim, then the Amaratzim are not trusted, and those earthenware vessels you can't buy from them. Ketzad, how is this law of the case? Ha-Kadar, it's got to be the earthenware, the manufacturer himself, the potter himself, the one who made it. Shehu mocher akderos, and he's got to be the one selling these pots. Again, we really don't want to trust him. We have to allow a little bit, so we limit what we allow. We'll allow him when he's selling his own stuff. And he's nichtas lifnim en amodiyim, and he's past the city of Modi'im, closer to Yerushalayim. Hu HaKadar, that's the case when we will trust it. That Kadar, that potter himself, but not if he gave it over to somebody else. Vein Akderos, it's got to be these pots that he brought with him that we trust. He can't go find other potters in Modi'im and get their pots and sell them too. No, it's got to be the stuff that he brought with him. Vein Alokhim, and it's got to be Talmid HaChachamim who saw him bringing in these pots. And they can trust him. They saw him bringing pots. And not that there were other people who are buying. Naaman, then he's trusted. And however, Yatsa, once he exits Modi'in, going back home, now Inu Naaman, now he's not believed. Now you can't trust him.
Isn't it a little counterintuitive when you when you're finally to eat kutchin on, you're being less strict to eat kutchin on than you know, if you were outside of usual iron eating just regular food.
That's right. That's correct. But again, it's because we're trying to balance a lot of things. We want to keep the city beautiful. We also can't make decrees that people can't handle. So this is what people can handle. Says the Gemara, Tanu Levin Abraisa Modi'im. What about the city Modi'im? Some people say that the modern city Modi'im is this city Modi'im. It's roughly the same. Yeah, it's roughly like 15 miles away from Yerushalayim. Tanu Modi'im, Pa'amim Kilifnim, Pa'amim Kilichutz. The city Modi'im itself sometimes has the status of what is from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, and sometimes it has the status of what is outside of Modi'im. Kate said, how so? Kadar Yotze. Let's say the potter is leaving Yerushalayim. So he's in Modi'im now, he's on his way out. The Chaver Nichnas, and the Talmud Chacham is coming into Yerushalayim, coming into Modi'im. So this is his last chance. This is my last chance to get it. If I don't get it now, I'm going to the area where they don't manufacture. Maybe there's going to be nothing available for sale. So now, even though I'm in Modi'im, Kilifnim, now Modi'im has the status of within Modi'im, and now I can buy from him. He's trusted. But if Shneim Nichnasim, I'm going towards Yerushalayim, and the Am Haaretz Potter is also going to Yerushalayim, and we both enter Modi'im together. So now don't buy in Modi'im. Go past Modi'im. Modi'im, they're allowed to be making stuff. Go to the area where they can't make things anymore, and there you can trust him. There you buy from him. Oh, Shneim Yotzin. Let's say they're both leaving. They're both leaving. So I had my chance to buy the stuff. I was with him, and now I'm leaving. And he's also leaving. So now I'm going away from Yerushalayim. Now Modi'im is like outside. Then Kilichutz. Then Modi'im is like outside of Modi'im, and you cannot buy the pottery from him in Modi'im. Amar Abaye said this point that Modi'im itself sometimes is like within Modi'im, sometimes it's like outside Modi'im. That's really hinted in the Mishnah. We learned that in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Hakadar Shemachar Esakderos, a potter who is selling pots. Vinichnas Lefnimina Modi'im. And he goes past Modi'im. So then you can buy from him. Taima. So let's listen to the words closely here. The Lefnimina Modi'im. When he's past Modi'im, you can buy from him. Hamodi'im Gufa. That implies that if he's in Modi'im itself, Lo Mammon. Now you can't buy from him in Modi'im, because it's not Lifnim and Amodi'im. But Ema Sefer. But now read the end of the Mishnah. Yatza, once he exited Modi'im, Enam. Now he's not trusted anymore. That sounds like Hamodi'im Gufa. If he's within Modi'im, Naman, he is trusted. Elalav, so you have to say that both points are hinted because it depends. Shmami, you hear from this the following. Kan Bekadr Yotze V'chaver Nichnas. When the potter is leaving and the Torah scholar is coming in, then in Modi'im, it's like in front of Modi'im, and he's allowed to buy from him in Modi'im. Kan b'shneim yotzin. But if both of them are leaving, oh, shneim nichnasim, or both of them are coming in, then the city Modi'im is like outside. You can't buy in Modi'im. Shmami, no, that's a good proof. Tanim, and then a braisa. When we believe these potters, these amaratzim, ne'emanim b'klicheres hadakim l'kodesh, what we believe them about is about thin earthenware vessels that are going to be used for karbanos, for kachin. So let's say a plate, a cup. As Rashi explains, because you can't survive without these things. But let's say the big earthenware vessels, not the thin ones, the big earthenware vessels, like a barrel of wine, a barrel for wine, that they're not believed about in the area from Modi'im to Yerushalayim, that they're only believed about in Yerushalayim itself. Amar Rish Lakish said, when we say it's a thin earthenware vessel he's believed about, the Amaretz is believed about from Odin to Yerushalayim. That's only if it can be carried by one hand. Even if it's not so small that it can be carried in one hand. This law that the Amaratzim, the potters, are believed when they sell the earthenware, it's talking about earthenware that's empty. But if the earthenware is filled, then we don't trust them that it's tahor. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, afilu melein, even if it's filled. And even if the Amaretz's kerchief is inside of this small earthenware utensil. Now, an Amaretz's kerchief is considered a medrus, because many times he'll take off his kerchief and he'll sit on it, and he might be a zav. So that's considered an avatuma. And even though we rabbinically treat his kerchief as an avatuma, the kerchief is on this earthenware vessel. Avatuma can make a vessel, Tame. Rabbis say, no. It's a small thing, and this is a thin thing. We trust the Amaratzim when they say it's tar. Amarava, but Rava said, even though Rabbi Yochanan said that the utensil was tar, Rabbi Yochanan would agree that while the Ama Aretz is trusted about the utensil, the liquid in the utensil is Tamei. Amazing. I trust him that the utensil is Tahar, but the liquid inside, not. That's Tamei. Very strange. Valtitma, so you find this so strange that either you trust him or you don't trust him, right? Some things are tzar, some things are tamei. What's going on here? Don't be surprised. We have such halachos in tumah. Here it's the other way. Sharei lugin male mashkin. You can have a situation where a wooden measuring cup, a log, can be filled with liquids. Lugin tmeyin, the cup is tamei. Tumas Shiva, with Tumas Meis, for 7 days, Umashkin Tahorin, and the liquids inside this cup are going to be Tahor. This is a Mishnah in Ahalos. The Mishnah says, let's say you have two floors, a bottom floor and a top floor, and there is a hole between the two floors, and there's a dead body in the bottom floor. So now the Tumah goes from the dead body, it spreads throughout the bottom floor. There's the hole between the two floors, and now it would go through the hole. But in that hole, you put an earthenware vessel. So the earthenware vessel is stopping the tumah from getting to floor number two. So in the Mishnah there, it says in Alos that when you have an earthenware vessel blocking the tumah is going to get through and make the cup, the wooden cup that's holding the liquid in the second floor, tameh. But the liquid inside of it is going to be tahor. That a chatzitza of a kedera, if there is a pot, which is the barrier, that'll be matzil as hamashkin, it'll save the liquids, but not the utensil. So you see, sometimes you'll have in a din d'rabbanan, you can have this type of a division. The utensil's tamei, but the liquid is not. Here it's the opposite. Right here we're saying that the liquid is tamei and the utensil is not tamei. That can happen. These are dinim drabanan, and sometimes it comes out in that way. All right, where again, the Mishnah began, the chapter began with stringencies of kachim more than truma. Then it switched and said, but there are stringencies of truma more than kachim. Here are two more stringencies of truma more than kachim. Hagabayim, let's say you have Jews, Amaratzim, who are tax collectors. They gave money to the Roman governor, and they purchased the right to collect the taxes on behalf of the Roman governor. And they get to keep a lot of it. So, gabayim shenichnasu l'toch habayis. Let's say these tax collectors came into the home of a Torah scholar to try to grab possessions for the government. V'chein haganavim. Or if you have burglars, who went in to steal from the Torah scholar, and now shehichziru hasakelim. The burglars gave back the utensils. Now ne'emanim lomar, they're believed to say, lo naganu, we didn't touch the utensil, and therefore it's tahor. Now that's true for Kodesh. They'd be trusted when they say we didn't touch it. But for Truma, they wouldn't be trusted. That's one law. Kodesh, more lenient than Truma. Law number two. Ubirushalayim ne'emanim ala Kodesh. In Yerushalayim, Amaratzim are believed when they say that an item of Kodesh is Tahar, but they're not believed in regards to Truma. So even with a big utensil, they would be believed when they said it's Tahar for Kodesh. B'shas HaRegel, during Yom Tov, Amaratzim, who say that something is Tahar, are believed. Afala Truma, even for a Truma, even for Chulin, they're believed about everything. Ask the Gemara, Armini, how could we say that the Gabayim, the tax collectors who go through the home, are believed when they say they didn't touch certain things? But we lived in a Mishnah in Taros, HaGabayim Shenichnas L'Toch Habayis, tax collectors who come into a home, Habayis Kulo Tame, everything in the house is Tame, because they touched everything. So they're not believed to say they didn't touch certain things. And so the Gemara, it depends how they came in. Lo kash, it's not a contradiction. Hadi kanachi ba'adayu. The Mishnah and Taharos is talking about when they went in with a guy. When they go with a non-Jew, so then they're going to touch everything. They're going to show that they do a very rigorous job. Hadulak kanachi ba'adayu. Our Mishnah is when they came in without a Gentile. When they came in without a Gentile, then they're believed to say, we touch these things, but not those things. That's not as you under the Mishnah, yeshnachi imahen. If there's a non-Jew with them, ne'emanim lomar, they are trusted to say lo nichnasu. We didn't go into that house. They're not trusted to say we went into the house, we didn't touch everything. No, we had to, they touched everything. Ask the Gemara, why is it when there's a non-Jew with them that we assume that they touched everything? What's the big deal if there being a non-Jew with them? So answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Elazar argued about this. Chadamar once said, when they go in with the non-Jew, they're scared of the non-Jew. Because they're scared of the non-Jew, they're going to touch everything. The Chadamar once said, Emas Malchus Aleim. They're not scared of the non-Jew. They're scared he's going to report them to the government. And they're afraid of the government. So that's why they touch everything. Ma'i Benayu, what's the difference between these two explanations? Yik Benayu, the difference would be, Nachri She'enu Chashuv. If the non-Jew who's accompanying the tax collector is not such a personality, he's not prominent, he's not powerful, so they're not afraid of him. But they still would be afraid that he might go report them to the government. The Mishnah says if thieves return utensils and they say, well, it's still tar, we didn't touch it, they would be believed. Or many, I'll challenge you, but we learned that if thieves go into a house, the utensils aren't tame except where they walked. Where they walked, we assume that that is tame. So, we say wherever they walked is tummy. Apparently they can't tell us, oh, we walked here but we didn't touch stuff. So, if they're not believed that they didn't touch things that are in the house, we're going to believe them that they took things out of the house but they didn't touch them, they carried them with gloves? Of course not. So, Amra Pinchas Mishmei Derava, that was regular thieves. Regular thieves who come in and now they start telling us, oh, but we didn't touch certain things, we don't trust them. Our Mishnah, which trusts the thieves, is kishasu tshuva, is when they repented. Because they repented, they gave back the stolen objects. So now that they're penitents, they're bali tshuva, they're righteous. So now they're not going to lie when they say, oh, but we didn't touch these things, it's tahor too. So the Gemara Dekanami, that's clearly the case in our Mishnah. Because the Mishnah said, shehichziru hasakelim, they returned the utensils. Ganavim will return the utensils, returning meaning that they did tshuva. So that's the pshat in our Mishnah too. Then the Mishnah said, "Ubi Yerushalayim and Yerushalayim Amaratzim Ne'emanim Ala Kodesh." They're believed about Kodesh, and during the regal, during the holiday, they're believed even about Truma. Tana, we learned in a Braisa, in Yerushalayim Ne'emanim Al Klei Cheres Gasim. In Yerushalayim, they're believed about big earthenware utensils, because those are going to be used for Kodesh. V'chol kach lama. Why did we have to make these leniencies? Why do we allow, why do we trust the Amoratsim about the thin utensils from Modi'im to Yerushalayim? Why do we trust the Amoratsim about the big earthenware utensils in Yerushalayim? The answer is because we have to make things doable for people. Sheinos and Kivshonos be Yerushalayim, because we're not allowed to make furnaces in Yerushalayim. U'bishas haregel afala truma. And during the holiday, we trust them even about truma. Minani mili, how do we know this? I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi answered, Amar Kal, the Pasuk says, and Shoftim, Vayasev Kol Yisrael Olayir, and all the people of Israel gathered to the city, Ki Yish Echad Chavirim, like one man who are friends, Akasuv, Asaon, Kulon, Chavirim. The Torah is saying that when the Jews gather, they're all Chavirim. So Yom Tov is the time of the Jews gathering, so then everybody's a Chavir, everybody's a Talmud Chacham, and in Yom Tov, everybody is trusted. Says the Mishnah, HaPoseach is Chavito. Now that we say that a person, that the Amoratsim are considered Tahor on Yom Tov, and they're trusted about Tahor on Yom Tov, what happens when somebody opens up his barrel to sell wine in Yerushalayim on Chol HaMoed? Or HaMatzel B'Yisah, so he started with his dough to make loaves of bread out of the dough and to sell the loaves of bread on Chol HaMoed. Al Gav HaRegel, for the sake of the holiday. And now the holiday's over. So there are a lot of customers who came by who, you know, filled up a cup full of wine. They may have touched the dough, taking a piece off to make a bread out of it. So Rabbi Yehuda Ravida says, well, during Yom Tov we treated everybody as being tar. The dough is still tar. The wine is still tar. Yigmar, you can finish up after Yom Tov. The Chachamim and Chachamim say, no, lo Yigmar. Now you can't sell this stuff anymore. Because it was touched over Yom Tov by Amoratsim. So yes, during the Yom Tov, the Tum of the Amoratsim is suspended. But after the Yom Tov, now it goes back to being Tamei. All the things that they touched retroactively are now Tamei. Okay, Bez Hashem will continue with here tomorrow. And hopefully on Wednesday we'll merit to start Maseches Yevamos, Seder Nashim, which is very, very exciting.